Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. First day of Rach being gone. She'll be gone for a couple of weeks. Trish was in for about an hour. I love having Trish in. I think Trish is the best.
Yeah.
She has the best personality.
Should we just leave the chair and Trish's
yeah.
place just to, like,
yeah.
you know?
One for my homie.
Yeah. Pour one out for Trish.
Yeah. No, I tell Trish all the time because we're like best buddies, and I'm like, everyone loves you. Everyone lights up when you walk in. She's like, not that. It's like, they do, though, don't mm-hmm. they?
Oh, yeah.
Like, everyone just loves her.
100%.
I want to talk about, this is what a strange segue, but I want to talk about what Donald Trump is doing with bringing troops into cities. And I want to say something that I've literally not heard a single person say, and to me, it's the most obvious thing. So, a couple weeks ago when all the shenanigans started with D.C. and then going to Chicago, we're going to take it on a tour, and we were talking about it, and pretty much everyone in the room said the same thing, which is they were against it. They do not like the they don't like the aesthetic of troops with, you know, long rifles on street corners and things like that. I was probably the least animated about it because working downtown in St. Louis and not liking the fact that I have to keep my head on a swivel all the time. I am all about law and order. I'm all about cops on the streets. I don't feel bad for criminals. I want them to pay the price. So I'm probably a little more conservative on that than most people, at least on the DGS in the studio. But here's what I don't get. If you take troops to a certain city or a certain neighborhood of a city, it's going to stop crime. And then it's going to start the second they leave. Am I wrong?
No.
And then you take them to Memphis and you shut down crime for 3 weeks, and you take them to St. Louis and Memphis starts having crime again, but St. Louis stops for 3 weeks. It's just a tour. I mean, I guess maybe, like, do what you can, but it's just like playing whack-a-mole. If you bring troops to St. Louis and you sufficiently scare the bad guys and they stay indoors for 3 weeks, they know what's up. The minute the troops leave, they go back to what they were doing. How am I wrong about this? There's no lasting effect. It's sort of like when you take antibiotics. If you're supposed to take antibiotics for 10 days, my understanding is, if you take them for 4, you're just going to strengthen the infection. It's just like the infection doing bicep curls. You have to finish the course or you're going to have an infection. And so unless you're going to put federal troops in every American city that has a crime problem for good, I don't understand what we're doing. Well, it's almost like teasing. It's like, look how good it could be. They're gone.
Yeah, it's an excellent point, and it isn't one that I've heard anybody bring up before. But that is the purpose of a police department. The police department is supposed to be the law-bringing force that remains in a city indefinitely and never, you know, goes away. And so I just, I don't have the answers, but that just seems like such a better idea of how to reinforcing and making more robust the police services for these cities seems like a much better idea. Because you're 100% right. If you occupy a city with a military force, the second that military force leaves, because it can't stay there forever, what changes? Nothing changes.
Yeah.
It all just goes back to the way that it was before they were there.
Yeah. I mean, there are two parts to it to me that change the dynamic, right? Because I think we all want areas of high crime to be fixed.
Absolutely. Who doesn't?
I think everybody
wants
that. Besides
criminals.
Right. Literally 99.9%.
Like, no, I prefer that.
Right. Everybody prefers that. So, one, we can't just pick places that are politically opposed to our party.
No, that's a little too obvious.
You can't just go, okay, well, D.C. voted Democrat. Chicago's a Democratic city. I don't know Memphis. I'm guessing Memphis, the city itself, probably goes Democratic. Obviously, the city of St. Louis does. It doesn't mean the region does, but the city does. We can't just pick that because the states with the highest murder rates are New Mexico, Alaska, Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee. Those are the states with the highest murder rates. Well, most of those states go red. It's not, to me, it's neither of those things really matter, but you have to do it fairly because this is where we've lost the thread lately. The president is the president of everyone, not the president of the people that voted for them. So you have to apply these ideas equally. When you start to do it equally, people's reactions to it might be more rational, or at least they might think about it more other than when it looks like you're just going to pick again the cities that don't vote for you. The second part of it is what you were saying, Dave, is it is about the sustainability of it. So wouldn't it be smarter to work towards federal legislation, especially at a time when the Republicans have the power to get things done, that says, all right, every city of whatever number of people and above, here's how we're going to determine how many police officers you need to have. And based on federal law, you have to maintain that. And we will help you with the budget because this stuff we're doing costs money anyway. It costs a lot of money to put National Guard troops in D.C., to put them here, to put them in Memphis, and put them in Chicago. It's not going to be free, right? That's not a free thing.
Someone
it's costing
online
money.
Just said $1 million a day.
Yeah, $1 million a day. So you could do a lot with that when it comes to hiring new police and then doing other things as well to try to mitigate crime that's separate from that. But you got to, I think we've all agreed, safety's got to come first, right?
Yeah.
Because then that'll generate revenue that can then also work towards services to prevent crime, to put people in better positions. If there's an idea behind somehow a mandate that says that every city above a certain population level, and maybe it's a scale, and maybe this is something the Department of Homeland Security does or the FBI does, somebody comes up with, okay, this is the number you need for this much population, and you are required by federal law. Now, again, I'm okay with the debate, a yes or no on that, but that's more of a plan that could be sustainable,
yeah,
and do something for the long term rather than do something for a month and then you got to leave.
Also, speaking of sustainable, and feel free, you guys or people online watching, by the way, you can watch on Facebook or YouTube and you can comment. And we're pretty active with our commenters. Like, we'll bring you guys into the show quite a bit. But, and if I'm missing something, tell me. But what I don't understand is, in the city of St. Louis, we all seem to agree that crime is a problem.
Yeah.
We all seem to agree that we are several hundred, 400 is the number I keep hearing, but several hundred cops down from where we should be. But we don't have the money to hire the cops we need to make it a safe city. So what are we going to do? Like, why don't we just shut it down? Let's call it something else or move it to another. Like, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's like having states for inoperable brain tumor or something that nothing we can do for you but make you comfortable.
Yeah.
Well, what can we do for St. Louis if the muckety mucks, the people in charge, the people who have the access to the bank accounts say, city's crime ridden, no one wants to live here, no one wants to come here for conventions, they're barely going to Cardinals games, and we're 400 cops down, which is why it's so crime-ridden, but we can't afford to replace them. So then what? We just live with it?
Yeah.
Administration after administration, yeah. And we're not going to get more money because the fewer people we have here and the fewer people we have spending money in the city means the less money we have to put any cops on the street, much less make up for a giant deficit. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand what the prognosis of St. Yeah. Louis is other than terrible.
Yeah. And a lot of cities and politicians in the last, what would you say, was it 5-6 years?
Yeah.
Have intentionally reduced police force. Well, obviously that's been bad. That was a terrible policy. I think we all agree that the whole defund the police thing was stupid. It's not helping. It's certainly not. And it's causing more problems. So there are places where the political environment is we want less policing, right? Well, that's where you have to make a law that says, no, if you have a city of this size, this is the number you need based on federal studies. And we can change those studies every census, right? Every 10 years, there's a new census. We now know the populations again, and we can be like, all right, well, now Detroit, you need 20 more because you guys went up, or St. Louis, you need 20 less because your population went down. We're talking about the difference between putting up a tent and building a house. Do you want to build a house? Then you got to do something that's going to stick around. If you're putting up a tent, okay, well, that's going to blow away the first storm, and it's not meant to be permanent, and it's not going to be permanent. So, yeah, we all know that think about what we did on the 4th of July here, right? Did we stop all crime in St. Louis, or did we target the people that were downtown with kind of a surge?
Yeah.
Well, we know that works. Everybody in law enforcement, everybody in the military knows that a surge will work for a period of time. The question is about how sustainable that operation is.
One more thing I wanted to say, and Wheels, you said something that made me think of this when you said the defund the police. Right now, the crazy right is in charge, and they are taking advantage of it. They're doing, to my mind, is crazy stuff. But before that, the crazy left. And like, defund the police is a great example to me of the crazy left.
Yeah.
And today, Marjorie Taylor Greene, of all people, said something that I thought rang kind of true. She did it in her own crazy way. She said that the red states and the blue states need to separate and have two different countries. And here's what she said, Wheels, because the right and the left have nothing left to say to each other. And at first, I got really mad because it's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Right.
But then I thought, she's right, because the right and the left are no longer the Bill Clintons and George Bushes of the world. That right and left had plenty to say to each other, and they very capably worked things for decades. But now, as we said yesterday, a little bit of a repeat, simply because people like me, two-faced, hypocritical people like me, say they care, but don't show up to vote in primaries. My weirdo friends do on the right and left. And so now the general election is just like masturbating. We just show up and we do it. It makes us feel good, but it doesn't really matter because 80%, John Hancock's number is probably right, 80% of elected officials, local, state, and federal, are basically elected in the primaries. So Marjorie Taylor Greene's right in a way. The new right and left we have nothing left to say to each other because we have allowed the extremists to take charge of both parties. So both extremist parties are now fighting while the rest of us, whether it's 80% or 40% or whatever it is, of us hypocritical normies who are too lazy to get off our butts and go vote in the primaries are sad and in a bad mood all the time because the world kind of sucks. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
Of course it does. This is what happens when you let this happen. And we let it happen. You can blame this bomb thrower on the left. You can blame this bomb thrower on the right. Look in the mirror.
Well, and the real problem with it is the people that are bomb throwers don't think that they are.
That's a good point.
They are convinced, again, doesn't matter to me which bomb side you're throwing, whether your beliefs are a little harder right or a little harder left, that I don't differentiate between the two things in terms of whether I value a person or anything like that. It's just that those are the people that are the most convinced that they are right. We don't have enough uncertainty in our beliefs. We have way too many people that are certain that there is one way and it's my way. And if it's not that way, it's the wrong way. We need to be a little bit more understanding of what we don't know. I mean, I don't remember who it was. One of the philosophers was like, the truest form of knowledge is knowing that you know nothing. Unfortunately, we are led by people that feel like they know everything.
Let me just address this guy, Jester and Mo, crazy. You're completely wrong. Go back and listen to what I said. He said, Dave just called us the crazy right. Oh, us crazy right that want to go downtown without fear of being assaulted. Go listen to the segment again.
Yeah.
I think everything I just said was very reasonable and supportable. I work downtown every single day and have since the 90s. I don't want to be assaulted. I don't want to be accosted. I'm way more conservative than I am liberal. I voted for one Democrat in the last 20 years, so don't lecture me about saying that. The parties have never been more fringe than they have right now.
I'm not trying to pick on Jester, but the point is that a criticism of a party leadership is not a criticism of everybody that voted for the people. It's not your identity. We're not criticizing you. Unless you make it that. And that's true for any persuasion. If you're a person that voted to because you wanted people to defund the police, yeah, I think that's crazy. But that doesn't mean that anyone who voted for a Democrat is crazy. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like half the country voted for one of them.
Right, right. And I think that the point here is not that everybody who wears a certain color is all the same, which is exactly the opposite of what we're saying. We're saying that the people that are in charge, by and large, at the national level of politics, are the people that have pushed further towards away from each other. What Marjorie Taylor Greene was talking about there. There's no talking because they don't see the world the same way. They're not going to, and compromise is forbidden. It's not allowed. If you're a person that compromises, the people that will be in your gerrymandered district will put up a person against you to primary you. Mm-hmm. And so we are in a position where in how many states? 44, 45 states, there's no question which direction the election's going to go for a president, for their senators, whatever. There are four or five states, maybe six, that can go that go back and forth. Literally everything else is assumed and done for a particular party, not a candidate.
At DGS, wrap this one up. A couple of our seemingly conservative posters. I actually agree with a couple things they're saying. Saying leftist judges and prosecutors have destroyed downtown. I don't know about judges because I just don't know about judges. I don't know them anymore.
Right.
But I think Kim Gardner did more to hurt St. Louis than any single human being I can remember.
Yeah. And by the way, did damage to the police department.
Yes.
Right. I mean, if you're
she cost lives.
Yeah. And if you're going to go out and do your job and arrest criminals and then they don't get prosecuted.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. That was a really huge mistake.
Terrible time for St. Louis.
Yes.
And we're going to pay for it for decades.
Yeah. But I mean, Gabe Gore, by all accounts, is doing a nice job of fixing things.
Yes.
But you don't fix things in the snap of the fingers. And obviously that didn't mean all of a sudden you make up the 200 police officers that you're short for covering the city.
And Brian says, I thought St. Louis got close to $1 billion. If you added 300 police officers, what does that cost? $20 million a year. I would think that short-term added cost would increase investment in the city long-term. I agree. Mm-hmm. And I'm speaking out of relative ignorance here because I'm not an alderman. I don't know the ins and outs. But let's say we have $400 million. Let's spend it all on cops. Like, fine. We know we need it. You don't have anything if you don't have security. Just open all your doors and windows to your house tonight. You don't have a house if you don't have security. And we don't have security in St. Louis. And before we build another thing or do another social program, we have to get safety. And to me, again, I'm not a law enforcement guy, but the only way I know to do it is more cops on the streets to deter people from committing crimes.
Or at least to put people away that are doing it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the combination of deterrence and enforcement.
But anything that my humble opinion, anything that we talk about spending money on St. Louis before we have the number of cops we need is silly talk. silly talk.
Visit Rebecca Horton is brought to you by Goodwill. Give hope, give local, give Goodwill.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX. Time to talk to our pal Ricky Horton. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Good, buddy. How are you doing?
Awesome. I'm terrific.
I think we're going to come see you tomorrow. I'm going to take the boys to the day game, so if we get a chance, we'll pop up and see you in the booth.
Nice. Please do. Love to see you. And of course, you know how much fun it is to watch from that angle. And, you know, I still keep saying this, but I love being at – there's something about being at the ballpark, and I'm not the company show here, but, you know, baseball is an awesome game, and it's a fun thing. I know you're going to more games this year. Yeah. And there's just something fun about being there, and that's – you know, I mean, winning's better, yes, but being at the ballpark's still fun.
I couldn't agree more. And maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe I should be more concerned with above 500 or going to the playoffs. Like, I would love to be a better team. I would love to, there's nothing like fall baseball where the players are wearing turtlenecks. I've loved it since I was a kid. I just absolutely love it.
But it is part of it. It's, you know, baseball kind of mirrors kind of the change of seasons and life and spring training. I mean, what does that mean to us? Starting new, doing the thing, summer, the dog days of summer, the long days, the kind of the lazy days of summer, fall baseball, October baseball, that all conjures up kind of life meaning to us, which I think in some way should transcend, you know, whether you win or not. Now, trust me, I want to win. I wanted to win as a player. I wanted to win as a coach. I want to win as a broadcaster and as a fan, but I'm not going to let it ruin my life, for goodness sakes. I mean, my life is, you know, is a little bit more important than that.
Yeah, it's a fascinating thing to me as a guy that interacting with sports fans of all sports for the last 30 years, and the way that we treat sports sometimes is like we can't enjoy it unless they're going to win, which is to me like saying I can't enjoy a movie unless it wins an Oscar. Like, I mean, it's great when it does and you want to win, but it's not the only enjoyable part of a sport.
That's a great analogy. I love what you said there. And, you know, Tony La Russa actually had a saying, and I don't remember him saying it a lot publicly, but I know he told me this several times. And, you know, nobody wanted to win more than Tony La Russa. Right. I mean, I think we can all agree on that. But Tony would say it's not fair to coaches, players, and managers that there's only one team at the end of the day that can say they had a successful year in some people's eyes, and that's the team that win the World Series. You can have good years and not win the World Series, and, you know, some of it's progress, some of it's development, some of it's, you know, winning a pennant or winning a division. I mean, all those things should matter, not just kind of winning the golden ring at the end. And I do believe that. I do believe that there's that, you know, if you play 162 games and you entertain fans, they have a good time, they enjoy being there, then you've done something.
Rick, I asked the guys, Matt and Bernie and Wheels, this question yesterday. I'll ask you today. If you could just snap your fingers and one of our young guys next year would be at their full expression of their talent, which guy would you wish that on?
Jordan Walker. I hate to keep coming back to the poor guy, but
everyone said the same
thing.
It
unanimous, Ricky.
Yeah, it jumped out of my head and jumped out of my mouth before I even had a chance to think about it. And maybe that's because it's the right answer. Because you know, there's a ceiling there that we all recognize, the bat speed that he has. You know, I think he's got to be better. You know, bat to ball skills. That you know, honestly, that's what hitting is. So he's got to be a better hitter and a more a mature hitter, but you know, I think he could. You know, we want excitement. We want a guy that's gonna be. Hey, guess who's coming to the plate now? I mean, think about the moments when we had that with Jack Clark, or with you know, even before that with Lou Brock, or you know, with obviously Stan Musial, but Mark McGwire. I mean, there's something that draws you to that particular at bat or that moment. Maybe it's Vince Coleman on base, but I think in Jordan Walker's case. You know, he could be the guy that we have all eyes on, and if he kind of gets to that potential, that could be a big thing.
You know, I have a sleeper pick for that. I would go with Victor Scott II.
Yeah.
Because I think Victor Scott could be one of the greatest center fielders in baseball history if he develops. And let's say that the most he's ever going to hit, the fullest expression of his talent is 280 a year. I'll take that player all day long.
Yeah, well, if he hits 280 and he walks and gets on base and has a high on-base percentage and then steals 70 bases, man, yeah, let's take him. Like Tim Raines, let's take that. He doesn't have to hit, although Tim Raines did hit some home runs, and I think Victor Scott can. Victor Scott can be just as good in the outfield as Tim Raines. His arm's got to improve a little bit. But, you know, the thing with Victor right now is he's a little bit like some of our young players as we're getting into September. The game is spinning on him so fast that, you know, I think about, you know, that usually we talk about that in basketball terms. Like when a guy is in basketball, it's like, oh, the game's going too fast for him. And you can tell.
Yeah.
They're a step late. They're a little bit behind. They're in between, all that stuff. Yeah, I feel like Victor is at that point right now, and there's several pitchers that are like that, where the game's just going too fast for him. He needs to kind of get more experience and slow it down.
So it's such a fascinating thing because we learned a lot about everyone on this team, but there are still a lot of incompletes, right?
Yeah. I mean,
Victor Scott's an incomplete. Yeah. Jordan Walker's an incomplete. And then the question becomes, what constitutes enough information? That's really the hard part, right? Is it 100? Is it 1,000 plate appearances in the big leagues? Is it 600? And I know, Ricky, we've talked about this before, I think, but you know, players are debuting younger than they used to. There used to be kind of a, you don't want to get them to the big leagues until they've had 1,000 or 1,500 plate appearances in the minors, whatever the number was. But Walker showed up at 21. You know, Victor Scott at 23. Neither was, in retrospect, neither was ready.
Yeah.
In real time, it maybe didn't feel that way. But in retrospect, it's pretty clear that they weren't ready.
So how long is the runway is that question? So is it 2,000 miles long? No. I mean, it's somewhere in between a short runway and a long runway. And so, I mean, I think that's a great question. And then, you know, to kind of, you know, think about that with in terms of other teams, how many games did Corbin Carroll play in the minor leagues? Not very many.
But yet,
how many innings did Mizorowski have in the minor leagues? And then he comes to the big leagues and performs. So, you know, and there's a lot of other guys like that, including the guy that we're watching with Cincinnati, who's 21 years old, and nobody can get him out. Stewart.
Yeah.
It's like, well, wait a minute, what happened? How did his development happen so quickly? So, you know, I've said this for several years. I think what we're working on, and I think part of the season for the Cardinals is development focused. Is I think the most important thing is to finish prospects. Finish them. And that there's a lot that goes into that word that I just said, making them big league ready, not making them able to hit 20 home runs in Double A, but are they going to hit the slider? Are they going to be patient? Are they going to know the strike zone? Are they going to not make mistakes? Are they going to be mentally prepared to handle failure? Some of those basic coaching things, I think that's where our next step is.
It's a really interesting challenge as we get through the last couple of weeks. And Ollie was on today, Ricky, he was on the Gas House Gang today talking about some of those things that, you know, there's still some stuff that he wants to see from guys. It's not like, you're still writing out a full report card. You've gotten most of it done, right? This is like the last few weeks of school. The grades still count, but a lot of the information's already put in there. But he was also talking about the guys in the bullpen, which kind of ties into last night, where you're shorter than you were because you traded away guys because of where you are in the standings. And this is the opportunity, the runway, for guys like Ryan Fernandez and Gordon Graceffo. And I don't think Leahy needs runway. He's kind of shown us he's pretty reliable and pretty good. He's been worn out. But then, and Roycroft. Like, there's these group of guys that it's like, it's time for you to get the job done.
Yeah. I think he's right about that. But I also think he's extending the grace, and he did it last night in his postgame sound, where he's extending the grace to a guy like Leahy and said, you know, he shouldn't have had to been out there. But because we had two extra inning games and we had failures in other places, and, you know, he had to be the one to pitch beyond what he probably should have, and he said it's not his fault. So sometimes you're on the runway and you run out of gas, too. And I feel like that's happened to a couple of guys. I mean, the bullpen has been great, guys, since the trading deadline. I mean, these young guys have been phenomenal. Swanson's been great, and Leahy's been great. Jojo Romero's been great, but they're also human, and I feel like they're kind of, you know, they can't pitch every day, as Ollie said yesterday.
Right, right.
Rick, how do you feel about Mason Winn getting the Golden Glove?
He should get it. I mean, there's nobody that played, in my mind, that I saw enough to say that they were a better shortstop than him, and you miss a few games, to me it doesn't matter. His outs above average, he should be the guy.
Yeah, I don't think that it's particularly close. I mean, when you look around, it depends on what league you're in, but like right now, the only National League players that carry more run value based on like the StatCast version are Patrick Bailey, who's a catcher, which is a totally different thing, and Pete Crow Armstrong. So neither of them are shortstops. And then you throw in only three errors. You throw in, as you put it, outs above average. You got all these different measurements. He's the top of all of them, old school and new school.
He's got a high, exactly. He's got a high, everything. Numbers-wise are also really high, but you look at his highlight reel and you'd be pretty excited about it, too. I mean, he's made some fun plays and I would say key plays, too. He's also a key player offensively. His hitting with runners in scoring position, now that's not Gold Glove. That's not what we're talking about. But I think he's proven that he can be a kind of a clutch player, too, and make some plays when you really need it. And, you know, that counts for something in my book.
Yeah.
You know, as a guy that's taken a million ground balls in my life, it's superhuman that you can play 162 games or however many Mason's going to play and miss the ball three times.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So I would love to know of the million ground balls that you fielded, how many of those you actually caught, Dave.
I can tell you how many I've caught in 60 and over. I had one play and I boofed it. So,
But you're right. I mean, you're going to make a play. I mean, again, life happens. I mean, Brendan Donovan had a ball go through his legs the other day. And Donnie is as smooth and as sure-handed as anybody. And I've seen him take a million ground balls in spring training. He's the first guy out there. And so, you know, human error is part of the game and part of the – you can't assume anything in the game. You can't assume pitcher's going to throw a strike. The second baseman's going to catch the ball. Even the outfielder's going to catch a fly ball. I mean, you might run into the center fielder. The Cardinals have had trouble with that in the last week or so, just communication. So, I mean, it is – you know, it looks easy because they make it look easy.
Yeah, and with Wynn, I have to just lay a few more flowers at his feet for his defense. Because when you're talking about errors, a lot of times, we'll put it this way. If you don't get to a ball, it's never an error. It's always a hit.
That's right.
He has by a measurement, okay? This is not an eyeball test. This is a measured thing. He has the best range at shortstop in baseball. He is the 100th percentile. So he gets to everything and still doesn't make errors. That's crazy.
How long do we have Mason tied up?
At least four more years.
Okay.
Yeah. Good for us. And when Mason's out and Arenado's out, you can tell the difference.
Sure can.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow in the booth.
Well, I'll look for you. Thanks.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Quick break, right back, DGS. Welcome back, DGS 252. You know how I'm always saying, like, I would like to do this for a living or that for a living, and they're always, like, simple stuff?
Yes.
What are you guys doing over there? Co-conspirating?
Secret messages.
No he whispering said, to each other?
Yeah, secret
he
messages.
Said, he said, Dave looks really cute today.
Okay, that's nice.
I can't keep looking at him.
Last night we were at the ballpark, and Nick said, you know what I want to do for a living? I want to be the ball authenticator. He's like, you know, they're at the ballpark every night. You're sitting next to the dugout. Put a sticker on the ball. Put a sticker on a piece of paper. You're done.
Can I have a better title than that?
You call yourself anything you want.
I don't want to be called the ball authenticator.
First night in prison.
Maybe just the authenticator. That kind of sounds cool.
Yeah.
Capital T,
kind of like a dorky superhero.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that would be a good job. Depends on what it pays and all that stuff. But you know what? It's a pretty cool duty.
Nick
to
also
be.
Had a pretty good idea for a DGS segment: best and favorite. So, for example, Wheels, what is the best Metallica album? What is your favorite?
Ooh. So they're probably close to the same. I think Master of Puppets is the best one, is the best album, and it is probably also my favorite. But yeah, that, I think I see what you're saying. That can be a different thing.
Yeah.
Like what, because I think best is also maybe including more of the picture, right? Like best can be, this is what put them on the map. This could be like, you know, Metallica's Black Album is what blew them up. That's what made them get on like pop radio, right? Enter Sandman made them something more than they were before. What I liked more was the before. Not that I don't like the Black Album. It's great. It's phenomenal. But I get that. That's a really interesting differentiation. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, like for me, Beatles.
Yeah, Beatles. What's the
best album's probably Abbey Road. My favorite's probably Rubber Soul.
Yeah.
Because it was my era.
See, that's a lot that goes into it, right? Like, for when you bring up the Metallica question, because the earlier stuff is when I got into it.
Yeah.
Right? The later stuff was, I was still into it, but that was not my entry into it. So if you say, which Van Halen do you like better? Well, it's always Dave. It's not Sammy. It's not because there's anything wrong with Sammy. I like that version too.
Andrew, Taco Bell, what's the best item? What's your favorite?
Well, my go-to is usually the quesadilla. I think the quesadilla is very good. I also think it's very safe. It's hard to get a bad one of those. Although one time I did get one that was still frozen and I ate it, regrettably, and I got sick.
You have a pattern with this.
I do. I don't know when
what
to
was
say
it
no.
When you got mad at the guy in Circle K because he wouldn't give you a frozen hot dog?
It was, they were not done cooking yet. And I was like,
Don't tell me my business.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm telling you, that doesn't matter to me. I don't care. I like a hard taco. I think a hard taco from Taco
just the
Bell
classic.
Is just the classic hard tacos.
Totally agree.
Very, very good.
And the truth is, like, those hot dogs, they're already cooked.
Yeah, that's what I told
they're
them.
Not, like, yeah, they're not they're not like dangerous. They're not like raw hot dog. There's no such thing. It's cooked when it's made.
I'm schooling him. I'm like, listen, I know how this works, all right?
Dave Hines asked me about Counting Crows. Interestingly, Dave, I think it would be the same album.
Is it?
August and Everything After. I think it's their best, and it's probably my favorite. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, that's an interesting, and I think about it more like, It's a real easy thing if you're doing sports, right? Like, best player's easy. Who's your favorite player? That can be a very different thing.
Yeah, true. David says, Supreme or regular, Andrew?
Regular.
Regular, me too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.